PodQuiz 1002. Hi there, and welcome to PodQuiz 1002. Before we start this week's quiz, we have the prizes for PodQuiz 1000's prize round to sort out. I'll run through the answers quickly first. Number one, the music medley, the connection was bags. Number two, the word that can follow air, black and voice is male. Air, male, black, male, voice, male. Number three, the picture question, the flag was that of Japan. Number four, the man who broke the 100 metre sprint record was Usain Bolt. And number five, the TV theme was Stranger Things. Okay, we'll do the prize draw for a PodQuiz t-shirt now. All those who got all the answers right have their names in this hat, and I shall draw a winner. And that is Joe, Anna and Leighton from St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay, now we have the consolation prize that's drawn from all entries. Everyone has a chance in this one. And that goes to Misty, Ben and Mark from Ohio. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll get started with this week's quiz.
Round one.
We start this week with a sax solos music round. You're going to hear the saxophone solos from five popular songs, and in each case, I'd like you to tell me the artist and title of the song.
Question one. Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five. Round two.
Round two is on postage stamps.
Question six.
What is the formal name for the study and collection of postage stamps?
Question seven.
The world's first adhesive postage stamp was the British Penny Black, first issued in 1840, and featuring a profile of who?
Question 8.
The British Guiana 1 cent magenta holds the record for the most expensive stamp. What was the record price for which it was sold in 2014? $94,800, $948,000, or $9,480,000?
Question 9.
The inverted Jenny is a 4 cent US postage stamp first issued on May the 10th, 1918, on which what kind of vehicle was accidentally printed upside down?
Question 10.
In stamp collecting, what term refers to a stamped envelope where the postage has been franked on the same day that the stamp was first issued?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on quantities. For each of the following 5 questions, I will give you the name of a quantity of things, and I would like you to tell me what number of things that is.
Question 11.
A dozen.
Question 12.
A score.
Question 13.
A brace.
Question 14.
A gross.
Question 15.
A myriad.
Round 4.
Hello, my name is Winston, and I wanted to start off by saying thank you to James for allowing me to guest host this week, which I am shamelessly using as a 10-year anniversary present for my wife, Tracy. And for you, Tracy, this round will be about your favorite animals, pandas.
Question 16.
What plant do pandas eat over 25 pounds of in a day that looks like a thin tree but is actually a grass?
Question 17.
As of 2021, pandas were no longer considered to be endangered, but they are still the face of what worldwide conservation organization?
Question 18.
While pandas are all from China, they can be found in zoos around the world. Which of these countries does not have any zoos with pandas as of 2019? Austria, Ireland, Singapore.
Question 19.
Pandas will sometimes climb a tree backwards with their back feet for what specific reason?
Question 20.
Pandas have an elongated and enlarged wrist bone that they use to help grab their food. This is sometimes referred to as what?
Winston and I will be back in just a couple of minutes with the answers after Apache Tomcat with a song called Post a Priori. Thank you.
now, the answers.
Number one was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Number two was Waiting for a Star to Fall by Boy Meets Girl. Waiting for a star to fall, carry your heart into my arms, that's where you belong in my heart. Number three was Let's Stick Together by Bryan Ferry. Number four was Rio by Duran Duran. Her name is Rio, she don't need to understand. And I might find her if I'm... And number five was Smooth Operator by Sade.
Round two.
Round two was on postage stamps, and the answer to number six, the formal name for the study of postage stamps, is philately. Question seven. The British penny black featured a profile of Queen Victoria. Number eight, that record price for a stamp was $9.48 million. Number nine, the inverted Jenny was an aeroplane that was printed upside down, specifically a Curtiss JN4. And number 10, that term referring to an envelope with a stamp on its first day of issue is a first day cover.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on quantities, and the answer to number 11, a dozen, is 12. Number 12, a score, is 20. Number 13, a brace, is 2. Number 14, a gross, is 144. And number 15, a myriad, is 10,000.
Round four.
Round four was on pandas, and I shall pass you back to Winston.
Question 16. The plant that is a grass that pandas eat over 25 pounds of a day is bamboo. Question 17. Pandas are the face of the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF. Question 18. As of 2019, which country does not have a zoo with pandas? That would be Ireland. There are 22 countries that have zoos with pandas, and Ireland is not among them. Question 19. Pandas climb trees backwards in order to mark their territory. And question 20. Pandas' elongated wrist bone is referred to as a false thumb or a pseudo thumb. Once again, I wanted to thank James and the entire Pod Quiz community, and of course to Tracy, the love of my life. I hope that one day I can bring you as much joy as you get from watching pandas be dopey. Happy anniversary, my love, and I can't wait to celebrate many more.
Thanks, Winston, and happy anniversary to you and Tracy. That's it for Pod Quiz 1002. Thanks for listening. Some messages before we go. To regular Pod Quizzes Joe and Neha, congratulations on your house purchase and move to the north, from everyone in the Summer Drinks WhatsApp group. Happy birthday, Glenda, from Anthony. You're the loveliest raccoon I've ever known. Happy birthday, Hope, from Kevin. And a message for Greg. Happy birthday, Dad. Thanks for being my PodQuiz partner. Lots of love, Ainsley. Bye now.